Between the two horses, it's called, or between the two mules, it's called what?
The tongue.
Okay. All right. Now, the, let's see, now I'm not very familiar with these. It's hard for me to ask these questions because I don't have much experience with wagons. All right, what about on a buggy? What would that be called?
She.
That's right, okay.
Did you ever see the car?
All right, now, on the rim of a wheel, the steel rim of a wheel would be called what? A wagon wheel.
You don't know about this, man.
Do you have a name for that? You may not have called anything. Okay. All right. Now the part of the wagon that that fits over the horse, the mule or the horse.
All right. Now,
what would that be called? You know.
The harness.
I may be using. I may be describing this wrong. Did you ever hear the term whiffle tree? All right, how about single tree?
Yeah.
All right, now what was a single tree?
They hitched the mule up to the wagon.
Okay.
All right.
Did you ever hear the term double tree?
Yeah.
All right, now what was that?
Double tree.
What did it do?
It's hold a mule, make the mule pull the wagon.
Yeah. Okay. Well, you know more about this than I do because I don't know what it is. Okay. All right. Now, if you were going to break the ground with an instrument, maybe a mule pulling the thing, what would you say? You
plow.
Would, okay.
Turn plow.
All right. Turn plow. That's fine. All right. Now it was let's see, did you ever hear the term harrow? What is a harrow?
Put your harrow peanut when they small.
Okay. Alright, now what's the part of the wheel that's right on the inside of the wheel? You know that where it's turning?
Right now.
The right inside of it.
Spoke.
Okay, but what are the spokes attached to?
To the wheel.
All right, they're attached to the wheel on the outside. On the inside, they're attached to what? Well, I'm talking about, you know, here's your wheel and here's your spokes. Now, what would this be called?
All right, now children have
well, okay.
Thing they play on.
All right, now, if you were going to be sawing some wood, and you put your wood across two things that you've got, and they might be shaped like this, and call an A-frame, what would you call these things that you put the wood across?
Wood across.
All right. All right, now what if they were shaped in an X? You know, X. What would you call that?
Scare.
Okay. All right, now. If you, something that you'd want, that you'd use to sharpen a razor.
It's your strap.
Okay. All right, now what? Something you would use to on your hair. Not a comb, but a brush.
Okay.
All right, now something you would put into a rifle in order to shoot it.
Cutter.
Okay.